Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for December 16th, 2021. The Los Angeles School District is the latest in California to delay forcing thousands of unvaccinated students to return to distance learning. Officials decided enforcement would disrupt the education of about 27,000 unvaccinated students, overwhelm the independent study program, which already has staff shortages, and risk losing teachers. A federal appeals court panel lifted a nationwide ban against the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, but did block the requirement in about half the states. It's not clear if the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid is going to continue suspension of the rule for all states or go ahead with a patchwork of policies. Plus, the court itself said it looks like the mandate opponents will prevail as the case moves through the courts. We hear about poorer nations having trouble accessing vaccines, but guess who's running short? Germany. The federal health minister says they're facing a shortage in the first quarter of 2022, right when Omicron will probably be wreaking havoc. Did you get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? CDC advisors are revisiting the benefits and risks of it today. They'll hear presentations about thrombosis and TTS, a rare, serious type of blood clotting that's been linked to J&J, but not Pfizer or Moderna. The CDC director would not say if she still believes the benefits outweigh the risks. Omicron is a rapid spreader. In the U.S., the percentage of cases caused by it jumped 7 times in 1 week. But why? What makes it spread so fast? Preliminary data tells us Omicron multiplies about 70 times faster in our respiratory tract tissue than Delta does, then reaches higher levels in the tissue 48 hours after infection. This focus on the respiratory tract instead of deep in the lungs may suggest Omicron could cause less severe disease, but scientists say it's still too soon to conclude that. In the United States, cases were up 40%, deaths are up 34%, and hospitalizations are up 20% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since November 29th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Montana, Michigan, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. There are 10,124,028 active cases in the United States. The 5 states with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Connecticut, 77%, New Jersey, 65%, Rhode Island, 63%, North Carolina, 62%, and Washington, D.C., 55%. The top 10 counties with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Pike, Illinois; Piatt, Illinois; Tompkins, New York; Franklin, Maine; Aroostook, Maine; Piscataquis, Maine; Jefferson, Indiana; Edgar, Illinois; Clay, Illinois; and Roosevelt, New Mexico. There have been at least 802,502 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top 3 vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Vermont at 75.6%, Rhode Island at 75.1%, and Maine at 74.5%. The bottom 3 vaccinating states are Idaho, unchanged at 45.8%, Wyoming at 46.7%, and Alabama at 47%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 61%. Globally, cases were up 6% and deaths down 2% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are 22,348,772 active cases around the world. The 5 countries with the most new cases: the United States, 136,590, the UK, 78,610, France, 65,713, Germany, 55,650, and Russia, 28,363. There have been at least 5,329,000 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.